In Shulchan Aruch, Chaim, Hilchos Tefillin, Sim Lamed Beis, Sif Lamed Zayin, the Mechaber Paskins about the bottom. It's the bias of the Tefillin that holds the Pashias, and the Shalyan, the Shoresh, the square, like a box, an exact square bias that holds the bottom. Mechaber Paskins, or HaBatim, the leather, the yard that the bias is made from, Tzerch Shia Me'ubid L'shma. It has to be Me'ubid, worked out L'shma Hechad Efsha, when possible, when it's possible. Or if you look at a behemoth, the raw skin of a behemoth, it's completely different from or that's ma'ubid, or that's worked out. When it's worked out, we call it leather. I think it's harder, it's more durable, it has a whole different matter, a whole different feel to it. But there's something that's or chaya, there's raw skin of the behemoth, and then there is the other ma'ubid. So when you ma'abid the leather, the way the ikka maisa being ma'abid, of making the or into or ma'ubid is they put it into salmonim. They put it into a vat, into a bar, into a pit of today we might call it chemicals. I don't think it's actually chemicals. It was it's like it's certain salmonim, certain ingredients. It's very, very strong, very powerful. The place we talk about how difficult it is to go near. The smell is overpowering. It's very, very difficult to go near. That's why it's hard to find the yid that can do it. There were goyim that are trained to go near it. But for the or of tefillin, the mechaber is saying should be moved in lishma. They should put the raw skin into this vat, the shem mitzvah tefillin, lishma. But the mechaber does say hechad efsha when possible. So what does that mean? That means in case you don't find leather that was moved in lishma, as I be the evid, you can take, or that was not moved in lishma, you could just buy from a guy leather and make from that tefillin. As I state in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Lamed Beis. Right in similar Megimel, the Mechaber Paskins, or her Ritzuis, the Ritzuis are the straps that we Makasha the tefillin to the yad, to the arm, to the hand, and Makasha the straps that you tie it onto the head, the tefillin Sheroish, or her Ritzuis, the Mechaber Paskins, Tzorch Shia Mubi L'shmoi. He says also has to be Mubi L'shmoi, but here the Mechaber does not say Hechad Yefsha. Here it's mashma, the Mishavur is medayek that also in Sifkat Yudches that it's mashma that here it's makiv that the or tzuos must be moving lishma more than the or the batim. Now the Mishavur is not ma'ira that this is different than the or batim. He just is medayek that over here it's mashma, it's makiv. But I think he means to be ma'ira that before in the siman before we learned that the or the batim is only hechad efsha. We're possible. If it's not possible, you can use even, or there was not Mubil Lishma, but the Tzuvis is a big hapada, it's ma'akib, it must be Mubil Lishma. What's the chilek? So to explain the chilek, we'll start with, I think the makar of the din is a brisa in Masechet Menachos, daf Mebeis, and Mebeis. It's two other places also. It's also in Sanhedrin, daf Memches Mebeis, and in Gittin Memhei Mebeis. The brisa is Memes Machoikis, Machoikis Tanoim. The brisa says, Osho Behema Temeya, first of all, the Ova Behema Temeya, Psumais, that you can never use for tefillin. That's a drasha the Gemara says in Shabbos, the 8th parak, min muta beficha. But all behemoth tahayra is ksheris. But the other behemoth tahayra, from a behemoth to me, it would be like a horse. The leather from a horse, that's possible tefillin. But all behemoth tahayra, that means like a cow, that's kosher tefillin. So the Tanakhama says, all behemoth tahayra is ksheris, afa pishon yidun lishma. Even though it was not bubun lishma, the Tanakhama seems to hold, says, beferish, you don't need bubun lishma. If Shimon Gamliel lema, af all behemoth tahayra psunis says she abdun lishma. Shimon Gamliel is the one that says that you have to have ibil lishma. So it's mochagis to know him. If you need Ibn Lishma or not. So Toysis and Menachas, B'Shem B'Natam, Pasan Zagashim and Gamliel. He says, Allah is Zagashim and Gamliel, that Or about them, that the Or of Tefillin has to be Mubil Lishma. And Zag Pasan the Tur, and Erechaim, Simon Lambez, B'Shem Derosh, and Adri Shainim. But the Rambam, the Ramsheet is in Perigim, Hos Tefillin, and Alchot Esvob, is that it does not need to be Mubil Lishma. It's a Rambam. And, that's what the, this is Pshat in the Mechaba. The Rambam says in Or Batim. Or the Batim is not to be moved in Lishma. So this is what the Mechaba is saying. The Mechaba is saying by Batim, we have a Rambam, the whole Ram sheet that passes in the Tanakhama. They don't need moved in Lishma. So that's why the Mechaba is saying, if you don't have Or that's moved in Lishma, you should use Or not moved in Lishma to be Yitzin Chol Pochus of the Rambam sheet. But by Ritzus is different. We're going to get that soon. The Morgan Avram says that this Mechaba that says that Or Batim, you can that Tzorch Shim Mubil Lishma Hechad Efsha, but Hechad Yi Efsha, we don't have a Mubil Lishma, you could put on tefillin that was not Mubil Lishma. The Magen Avraham says you can even make a brach on it. So the Magen Avraham explains, even though the Rambam is a Das Yochid, And if it, when it comes to a bracha, maybe we can understand that you should be yisul chol pachas to feed the Rambam. If you have no other tefillin, the only tefillin you have is from all that's not lulun l'shmar, that's the only kashon to feed the Rambam. I can understand that you should try to be yisul at least to feed the Rambam, but what's the heck to make a bracha on it? The very shein machaylik. So the Magen Rambam says it's not only Rambam, it's a Rashi also. Rashi also holds that it's not lulun l'shmar. Is also kosher. Mainly, the Rambam and Rashi, two sheetahs already, you could be semach on that to make a bracha. The Bihalacha is ma'ir on this Magen Avraham. He says that Rashi is not exactly the same as the Rambam. Because look in the Rambam says more than the fact that you don't even want Shema. The Rambam's lashon is, Av Oshem Achapin Boy, the or that you cover the Pashis, ain't it Tzurchi B'Klal? The Rambam passes doesn't eat it at all. And he writes, Afingo Seu Matzah, the Ram called, or that was not Mubid, raw skin, he called it Matzah, or Shamasha, Matzah. The Mekremis Habi, Nogu Nasai Se Sambor Matzah. Ram writes, many places were Noig to use tefillin from raw skin. They made tefillin out of very, maybe it was easier to shape, it was softer, but they used to make tefillin out of raw skin. I'm not sure what the Ram is Moisif on. I'm not sure if the Ram says other places. What's the Ram Moisif Lalocha by telling us that Mekremis Habi, Nogu Nasai Se Sambor Matzah? Some mice with that. He told you Paskins. Ram Paskins that you don't have to. We Paskin, he held Paskin the Tanakama, and the Rambam understands the Tanakama to be saying a bigger chiddush. Not only you don't need Mungishmo, you don't need Mubit at all. That's how the Rambam understood Tanakama. You don't need Mubit at all. You can even use or Matzah or Chai, raw skin. So what's the Rambam being mice when he tells us Mekremis Habi, no good glasses? As if that's his Mokafrit, I'm not sure the Rambam is mice with that. But Al Kaponim, that's the Rambam. But the Bialocha says, Rashi, you don't see that. Rashi, the only thing you see in Rashi is that you don't need even a shema, but this extra chiddush, you don't need even at all, that you don't see in Rashi. So Mamela, the Bihalach wants to say, if you want to understand the Magen Avraham, when he said that you can be soymech on these tefillin to make a bracha on, he means if it's ma'ubid, just not ma'ubid l'shma. If it's ma'ubid and it's just a ma'ubid l'shma, that would be kashon lefi Rashi and the Rambam. But if it's not ma'ubid at all, then you only have the Rambam. You only have one shita, so that already is right. You can't say that the Bialacha, you can't say the Magen Avraham is saying to make a brach on that. That's the Bialacha's har. When I was learning this, I was just looking at it and I said that it seems to me.
You said the Rashi
was what? The Bialacha says, the only thing we see in Rashi is that you don't need Mubil Lishma. You don't see. No, but the Rambam says the Ferish is extra Chesh. Rambam says, not only you don't need Mubil Lishma, you don't need Mubil at all.
Yeah, we're talking about a case where it's Mubil and it's not the Shmah, so you have two shitas.
Right, well, right, says, right. That he's just being worried that's safe from the Magen Avraham. No, he's qualifying the Magen Musak. He's explaining the Magen Avraham mean only a tefillin that was ma'ubid, like Moshe bought it from a guy. Because the Machabi just says I'm not moving l'shma and chlamei.
Yeah,
okay. He just is explaining very clearly. But if you just have tefillin that's kashrus for the Rambam, that you wouldn't say that. But when we look at this Magen Avraham that's saying there's a Rashi shita and the Bialocha is explaining Rashi shita, where's this Rashi? They don't even tell us who this Rashi is. So I'm looking and I think they mean the Rashi in Sanhedrin from Chesed and Beis. Rashi in Sanhedrin on this brisa on the Tanakhama that says that you don't need even l'shma. Rashi says the reason is. The reason is because hazmona lav milsahi v'lo ichbas lomba. The reason is because hazmona lav milsahi. That's also sugya in Sanhedrin over there about hazmona, whether it's machoikis in Gemara, whether hazmona milsi or hazmona lav milsi. Hazmona means if you're, it's like there's, it's similar to hekdash, it doesn't mean ramash hekdash, not being makdash something, but hazmona means like you appoint something for davar shebekedusha or for davar issa. The Gemara talks about Tachichim, big day mason. The din is, Begin Shalmes, Osavahana. We're going now from a Joshua the Rice, Shom from Agar Rufa, it says Shom by Mrs. Miriam, it says Shom by Agar Rufa, the Gemara has another Joshua also, that big day mason, Tachichim, the Mashal are Osavahana. So this is partial. If you have Tachichim that you put on a mess, they dress the mess with the Tachichim, become Osavahana, and then you want to take it off, use it for something else, it's Osavahana. But the Gemara is saying, what about the Ha'oirig Begit the mess? Someone made a Begit for mess, but he never put on the mess yet. And then he wants to change his mind, use it for something else. Does it become already a din big day mesim? Does it become asabana? So the Gemara says, that's telling you in the machoikis where there's mona milsi. Quintal mandam as mona milsi, it already becomes asa. Quintal mandam as mona lab milsi, it's rava. You can't prepare something beforehand. When you use it, it becomes big day mesim. But there's no such thing as preparing something beforehand, it's mutter. Not enough being in the place to talk about is a tikshel tefillin. If you take a bag and you use it for tefillin, it's already mukdish, becomes in that kedusha. It can only be used as tefillin. You can't put anything else there. Even a siddha. A siddha is less kedusha than tefillin. You can't even put a siddha in a tefillin bag. But what about if you're mazman? You bought a bag, you never put in tefillin yet. You just bought a bag and you said you can use it for tefillin, and then you want to change your mind and use it to put a siddha in also, for example. Can you do that? That'd be telling this machaikas, whether it's man milsi or man rab milsi. And the eitz is, when you buy the bag, the first time you should put in the tefillin with the siddha. The mitzvah, they want to keep the siddha in, at least even in the plastic, it's shayang, the plastic that goes on the outside is also a tikshel tefillin. But if you're nechachima, use it for something less, just wants to put in tissues, place, other things, you know, that'd be all the shayla, but you should do it from the beginning. But if you didn't use it yet, that's all in the machaikas, whether it's man milsi or not. As a man, Rashi's saying that this whole musig of doing ibud l'shma is totally in the musig of hazmana milsi. If you hold hazmana milsi, then you can prepare something beforehand, then you have a musig of preparing the ar beforehand to make batim out of it. That the ibud, putting it in the samamonim, would mean something. It's possible to do l'shma. But if you hold hazmana l'ar milsi, there's no musig of putting something in, of making something even l'shma. There's no musig b'chol hazman al milsi. That's Rashi. That means you have to understand Rashi. We definitely find it, even Rashi's moida, that there's a din of even l'shma by other things, by the klaf. The whole machaikas over here is about the, in the Gemara is about the tefillin, about the aura of the tefillin. But the klaf, the mosh, the klaf that you write a sefer Torah on, or the klaf that you write tefillin on, how come moida has to be moved l'shma? So how does Rashi understand that?
This is one is different. This is one is you finish something and you want to say you can use it for the tefillin.
Yeah.
So that's something else. So when you're making this
very good.
Or
right. Now, that's what I was thinking to say it also. That the whole Rashi svar is when something is like muflik bizman, it's like beforehand. To do something like the aura of tefillin, that is before you made the bias.
Yeah,
but over here, once you ma'abit klaf, it's already klaf. When you ma'abit it for klaf, as soon as it's ma'ubit, it's already klaf. Maybe there's a little bit more preparation, a little bit more, but not really. But basically, it's right there. That making the klaf right now, when it's, that's already, you don't need hazmana. That's not hazmana, because it's right now. That's what you have to say. Gather Reb Chaim speaks about this kasha also. Reb Chaim in the Sefer, Chushu Ben Chaim, Alevi, Perek Alef, Och Stil Nach Yid Alef, and he tries to explain a little bit different. But I think this is the more pashup shot, that this is not Tolian Hasmona, but Klaf, because that's doing it right now. But Rashi's saying, the other Batim is beforehand, there's no musik of doing something before for tefillin that's going to be done later, that unless you hold Hasmona, we'll see. Tosis yes on Rashi, how could Rashi say that it's Tolian Hasmona, we'll see? No, Maisel, Allah, we pass like Grub, Hasmona, Lab, we'll see. I think the person a little bit more, they say to be machmim when it comes to tikshel tefillin and things like that, a little nicer. Well, maybe it's only if the use of the tefillin. You put the tefillin, maybe not the hazman apart. But Tosfos says, nice we paskin that hazman al amos, you know, oyer begging on mass is mutta bana. If you oyer begging on mass before you actually put on the mass, it's mutta. And we also paskin, Tosfos says, agashim agamliel, that you need ibud tefillin lishma. So it's a steer. So Tosfos wants to say that not like Rashi, it's not totally in Hazmona Milsi, because over here it's not Hazmona, over here it's a Maisa, Ibud. Hazmona is only maybe a pair. Now we do a Maisa. Well, a Maisa and Rashi is a Kasha.
They make these plastics for the film, this company. They have them to make it as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I could be telling you. Yeah, but Maisa, yeah.
Problem from
them. Well, maybe they make it in mind that for Siddurim also, the people are going to put a Siddur and film and some people stuck them on your faces, other things, maybe they have all that in mind. But I think Maisa Tosfos says, and I think it's true, that we pass Gan Hazmona Lab Milsi. The real Shail of Maisa with the Tikshel Tefillin would be once you use it. If you use it for one thing, then it'll be a problem. So Tosfos says.
You have to make Matzah L'shma.
Yeah, that's right then and there.
What's right then and there?
It's not beforehand.
But the Ktsira. The
Ketzira
is
very oh, that Shima, I hear
you
saying. Well, you know, the Teretz is that Shima, the Shmir is Shalayach Mitzenda, don't forget, it's a mistake people make. People think that that there's a Siyah, L'Shem Matzah, it's not what it is. It's a Shmir Shalayach Mitzenda, L'Shem Mitzvah Matzah. I'm watching it, that it should not become Chometz. That's the real Lishma is that watching from becoming chametz. Maybe that's right now. I'm watching from becoming chametz now.
Tzitzis we have on the string also.
That's machorges. That's machorges. But that's already. I mean, it's not. That's already. Because the chutma here already.
Chutma.
I don't know. I don't know.
Why should I see what Shmuel told you?
Okay, but this is Rashi. I mean, this Rashi says that if you hold hazmano amilsahi, then there's no Indian of ibud lishma. So what we are saying then? Tosis is asking a theory that we Tosis is that we paskin like rova hazmano amilsahi, but we also paskin you need ibud lishma. So Teretz says Rashi doesn't paskin that you need ibud lishma. Rashi paskin like Tanakama. Right, the whole kasha was Tosis assumes because Tosis paskins like Shimon Gamliel. But Rashi will paskin like the Tanakhama, that you don't need Ibn Lishma. So it's very good. Rashi says the whole Shayin is telling you it has Mana Milsi. And we take a paskin as Mana Milsi, and we take a paskin as Tanakhama, that you don't need Ibn Lishma. So this is the Rashi, I think, that the Magen Avraham is bringing down, that from this Rashi, Tosis the Kasha, and the Magen Avraham is bringing down, and the Aloch is bringing down, that Rashi holds that we paskin, you don't need Ibn Lishma. Because Rashi says the whole Machlokes is telling you in whether has mana milsi or not, and omais we paskin has mana lav milsi. So therefore, we paskin that you don't need tanakama. You don't need ibn lishma. And now the bialach is very good. That's what the bialach is saying. The only thing you see from Rashi here is that you don't need ibn lishma. But you don't see from Rashi that you don't need ibn at all. That you don't see. The Rambam is the one that says you don't need ibn at all. So it comes out it's a machoikis the Rambam and Rashi pshat the tanakama. Again, the Brayse tanakama holds that tefillin does not need ibn lishma. And Shimon Gamliel holds that tefillin doesn't need ibn lishma. So what's between Tanakama? Why does Tanakama hold you don't need ibn lishma? So the Rambam learns Tanakama holds you don't need ibn at all. If you don't need ibn at all, that's where you don't need ibn lishma. But Rashi says the reason why you don't need ibn lishma is because we hold hazman al milsi. And if you hold hazman al milsi, there's no musik of doing ibn in advance, lishma in advance. And that'll be enough kamina, according to Rambam, you don't need ibud at all. According to Rashi, you do need ibud, you just don't need ibud lishma. So, Bemis, there's three shittas. Again, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh and the other Rishonim hold Pasach Shem Gamliel, that you need ibud lishma. The Rambam holds passes a Tanakhama, and he learns in Tanakhama you don't need ibud at all. And Rashi seems to hold that maybe you do need ibud, but the Alocha says maybe you do need ibud, you just don't need ibud lishma, you also pass a Tanakhama. Now this is all benageya the batim, but the batim, like you said, that holds the pashis. But the ritzuos, the straps, even the Rambam's moida. This is a Rambam, that same Rambam. The Rambam passes also in Perek Gimel Hilchos Tefillin. The Rambam passes, but the ritzuos does have to be in lishma. So obviously the Rambam holds the ritzuos needs ibud, and the ritzuos needs ibud lishma. What's taka the chiluk between the tzus and the batim? So the Magen Avraham tells them. The Magen Avraham Siman Gimel wants to say the chiluk will be because the Ram says in Perek Gimel Chasson Lachal of Shmuel Halachos Yesh Ma'isa Tefillin. The Ram says there's 8 halachos Moshe Masinai in halachos Moshe Masinai in Tefillin. And Agav, I always looked at Tefillin is one of the best examples of why there's 2 halachos in the Torah. There's Torah Shabbat Ksav and Torah Shabbat Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Hasinai and he gave us two Torahs. Torah Shabbat Ksav and Torah Shabbat Peh. Because there are things in Torah Shabbat Ksav that you cannot begin to understand without Torah Shabbat Peh. For example, in Torah Shabbat Ksav it says to put on tefillin. It doesn't say what tefillin is, it doesn't say what shape it is, it doesn't say what color it is, it doesn't say anything. In Torah Shabbat Peh, it says it should be square, it should be ribua, it says it should be black, it should be shacha. That's without the Torah Shabbat Peh, you wouldn't begin to know what Torah Shabbat Ksav is saying. But Al Kapon, the Rambam says there's 8 halacha Moshe Masinai. One of the halacha Moshe Masinai in Tefillin is, the Rambam says, Sheyi Ritzua Shcheris. The Ritzua should be black. The sign, the Rambam is Meduyuk, according to the Rambam, only the Ritzua need to be black, not the Batim. The Batim, you don't really have to have black. As a Mainla, the Magen Avraham wants to say, since the Ritzua have to be Shcheris, that's why the Rambam holds you need Ibud, you need Ibud Lishma. So the Goyin in Biagura, he's very Mayach, the Yeskan and this Magen Avraham, what does one have to do with the other? Just because the Rambam says that you need the Ritzus to be Shcheris, why is that a reason why you should need Ibud and Ibud Lishma? Just because you have to do something does not tell you that it has to be Ibud and Lishma. He gives an example. By the bottom, there's a din, you have to make a shin on it. You have to be Chaykik, you have to press out a tzur of a shin. It's also Lachem Hashem Sinai, that there should be a shin. And we don't find anywhere that the Rambam says that therefore the bottom have to be Ibud and Ibud Lishma. If I care, the Rambam says you don't need Ibud. So he says, what's the Tzushdam? So I was thinking maybe Ken Zayin, the Magen Avraham means that there's a difference in the shacha, the shchayris, the black of or that's mu'ubid, and the shacha of black that's not mu'ubid. I'm not sure if that's true, but if you look at it, maybe it's a different type of color, slightly different type of black. When you put the tseva, there's a certain way to make the diyoy also. We have a messiah on the ingredients of how to make this ink. When you put this ink on different materials, it might come out a slightly different shade. As a mela, maybe that's the Kabbalah was, the Lachmash Mesiani was, it should be this type of shachar, the mela has to be mu'ubid. Maybe that's what the Magen Avraham means. But that still won't explain what has to be mu'ubid in the Shema. If that's telling you, if it's nichlal, then... Maybe that was Lachmash Mesiani, what kind of shachar, and then it was nichlal in that, we always knew that only happened if you ma'abid it off. If you ma'abid it off, then it'll come out to be this kind of shachar. But that doesn't tell you that has to be in the Shema. And you can't say that maybe anything that's to be mu'ubid mainly needs to be mu'ubid l'shma. First of all, why is it such a svara? Where's the state that just because the Alchem Shetzin I told you what color has to be, and that tells you it has to be mu'ubid, where does it tell you it has to be l'shma? Also, there's a steer to it. Because there's a Rambam sheet in Pergal of Hilchos Tefillin, the Rambam says that the cloth that you write a Sefer Torah on, the cloth that you write Tefillin on, has to be mu'ubid l'shma. But the cloth that you write mezuzahs on, the Rambam says, has to be mu'ubid, but not l'shma. Doesn't have to be in Lashma. This is not the Rambam. The Rambam says the chum between the cloth of mezuzahs and all the other cloth. Cloth of mezuzahs does need ibud, the Rambam says, but it does not need to be in Lashma. The old ask on the Rambam is where I'm get that from. It's like a Zeishah Rambam, but in Shas you don't find that chilek. The Kesef Mishnah brings down that the Chachmin Lanil is the Rambam this kasha. Where did you get this from? That the cloth of mezuzah should be different? And the Kesef Mishnah, I think it's in Shubas Rambam, the Rambam answered the Chachmin Lanil because there's a chilek in the Kedusha. Sefer Torah and Tefillin is guf on Kedusha. They themselves, it's chayvus haguf. Everyone's mechuyev to have a Sefer Torah and Tefillin. Mashenki mezuzahs, if you have a bias, you chayv in a mezuzah. If you don't have a bias, if you don't have a room, you don't have a pesach, a tzus, a pesach, a doorpost, and a mezuzah, you don't need to make a mezuzah. As a mainless, since the Kedusha is more kal, it doesn't have to be in Lashma. The Kesef Mishnah himself says, Zeyesh Ve'Teretz. I mean, what does that mean? And the Kivegi in Shulchan Aruch, Sim Reish Peches, has a mockef in Rambam and Yishami, and the Mafteich in Rambam, they all are seek about this. But upon him, there is a Shiramim that says that mezuzah has to have be mu'ubid, but not l'shma. So you definitely see there's such a thing as being mu'ubid, a chiyuv to be mu'ubid, but doesn't have to be l'shma. There's a main level, if we want to learn in the Rambam, the reason why mitzvahs have to be l'shma, because you have a din, there has to be shachar. And the only way to make that type of shchayrus is to make shmi mu'ubid. But it still doesn't answer why it has to be l'shma. Because just because it's mu'ubid doesn't have to be l'shma, like you find by mezuzah. So this is another teretzah. Rashi shita that the batim don't have to be mu'ubid l'shma, because we hold zman rab milsehi, and you don't have to, and there's no musag of the shema beforehand. How would Rashi understand this halacha of ritzuos, that ritzuos have to be in the shema? The teretz is maybe the way we said by klav that the ritzuos is not the ibud is not so far removed from the actual ritzuos. Once it's mubid, it's already ritzuos. I mean, all you have to do is maybe cut it out a little chaticha ktsia, cut it out into straps. But basically, as soon as it's mubid, it's already ritzuos. It's not so far beforehand. Maybe that's why, the same way by cloth is a musag of mu'ubid l'shma, according to Rashi, same thing with tzuis is a din of mu'ubid l'shma. And only by batim not. But al kaponim, this is the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch that we started with. Again, in Siman Lamed Beis, in Hilchos Tefillin, Sif Lamed Zayin, the Mechaber Paskin said, Oh, batim tzorchi mu'ubid l'shma hecha de efsha. There are the batim, according to Rav Yisharinim, has to be mu'ubid l'shma. But it's only hecha de efsha, in case the person does not have or this mu'ubid l'shma, the only leather he has that he could buy from a guy, he should also make tefillin l'chol pachos v'yitz according to the Rambam and Rashi. But by ritzuos and siman lama gimel, the next siman, the mechaber says, or ritzuos tzor shiyim mu'ubid l'shma, it has to be mu'ubid l'shma. Pshat is because there you have no one chayil gan. The Rambam and Rashi also made that the ritzuos have to be in l'shma. And then this is the three sheet that we explained before. In this din that the R of Ritzuos for sure have to be moving l'shma, and even and the R of the Batim, according to Rav Yishein at least, has to be moving l'shma. The Tuas is a chiddush. In case you have R that's not moving l'shma, you bought R from a guy, there's an Eitzah to fix it. And you have finished leather product, and the Tuas says that there is an Eitzah to fix it by being ma'abed it again. Take that finished R and put it back in the bar of some amanim, to have a yid do it, l'shem mitzah stilin, and you ma'abed it a second time. And that makes it the l'shma now. The Kivegan and Shuvah Simin Yud brings down from one of the early Achrayim in the Be'esek that wants to say a chiddush, that the same way the Torah says you can fix it now by being ma'abed again, you can fix it now by being mashchir it l'shma. Just painting it black, making the Torah black, l'shem b'tzistulim, that also will make it l'shma. And the Kegel is chon very shlak on this base.
Then you love l'shma.
You always make it l'shma. Because you have need movement. It's very shver, but the Kivege his lashon is chalina v'chalil nusmech bazel devei tshuvas ba'esik. It says chalina says twice to be soymach on this ba'esik ve'ein yisoid l'dvarav. There's no yisoid. And pshat of Kivege is maybe like Meir's asking, but I think more poshut. Kivege is saying there's no tzushdel to what the Torah says that you can be ma'abed again. Because the emphasis is the Torah is a bechidish. The Torah is a bechidish that if it was already ma'ubish loin l'shma, what are you accomplishing by being ma'abed again? It's already
ma'ubed.
It was ready moving the Shmuel. The Teretz is, the Torah seems to hold, when you take finished leather and you put it back into the Bo'as HaMonim, you mafkib mitzias the first Ibud. It becomes ois, the first Ibud becomes ruined, becomes completely ruined, and the Ibud process starts all over. It's so powerful, the HaMonim, like it's like a burning HaMonim, it takes away the whole first Ibud, and the Ibud starts over again. And then when you take it out, you gotta dry off, it's a whole brand new Ibud. And now this new Ibud that we're left with, that's the Shmuel. But this is all on when you do the Ibud a second time. If you take something that's very l'shma and you be mashkir l'shma, you just make it ashkan l'shma, that should be enough. That's the Ishvat to say. But the Bi'ah Halacha brings down for the Mesek Eliezer that wants to learn this way to be a grof.
We said the Goyin Yisan, but
the Bi'alocha brings down that the Mesek Eliezer says that the Goyin holds like the Be'esek, that Hashkar L'shma is enough to fix. If you have Tulin that was moved not L'shma, you bought from a Goy, I'm sorry, if you had R that was not moved L'shma, you bought R from a Goy, you could fix it just with Hashkar. That's what's going to be a gross. So according to the Mesek Eliezer, it's not just a Be'esek, it's from what we know will be a very heavy machlokes between the Goyin and the Kivega, if Ashkar alone would help. But the Bi'alocha says that he doesn't see it in the Bi'agra. I mean, the Bi'agra is very bekitzi, he doesn't see what the domestic Eliezer says, and where he's going to be Bi'agra, he doesn't see this Chiddush, that Ashkar l'shma alone will be enough to fix it. So there's no hechach like that from the Bi'agra. And the Kivega says, Beferish, Chlinga b'chlinga, to be semach on this, that Ashkar l'shma alone will be enough. And the ikedin that the tzuvos need to be shchayrus, that's the halacha mashmasin, they have to be black. The bihalacha klez, what about if the tzuvos were longer than the shear? The mashal, the shear of tzuvos, to tie it on the arm is, you know, for the krichas and even maybe for the shem shakai, we tie the tzuvah of the shem shakai, we tie on the fingers, on the hand, and on the shayrosh, it hangs down a little bit. You know, I'm looking at it, I'm not really sure what the shear is, maybe a tefach, maybe three tefachim, but what if you have longer than you need? It says there's a tibur. Okay, but what if we have longer? The way we have longer, cut the bihalacha. Is it enough just to have shachar the shear, and the rest of it doesn't have to be shachar? Or once you make it longer, you have to have the entire, like the most of the krichas and the yah. We do a lot of extra. We normally have extra, and we just wrap it around a bunch of extra time. Does it all have to be shachar?
What about the inside of the
insula? The inside is not that. That's the Mechabes, and that's the Gemara, really. The Gemara says that the rice doesn't have to be, it could be yoruk, it could be any color, but just not red. It should not be, the Gemara says, it should not be red, because red, if it flips over, people think the person has some sort of machla, that he's bleeding. That's why you don't make it red. But there's now, today they make it, they have a new thing, they try to make it black all the way through, so it should protect it from rubbing out. But it's really only one side. But the Bi'alocha declares, what about the extra piece of itzua more than the shear? Does that have to be also shachar? Or is it enough, you just do shachar till there, and the rest not? One nachmina would be poshut if it scratches a little bit, then you have to paint it over. And especially by the extra krichas, because when you wrap around the hand, I think sometimes it rubs out over there more.
What's hard? If you only need it, why should you need it?
Why should you need it? Well, Bi'alocha does say that for noi, his lashon is would be noi. Definitely, it should be because it looks funny. You know, it goes black and then it stops, then it changes color. Definitely for noi, maybe zekeli manveu even more than noi would have to be black. I'm thinking that maybe the svar would be might be tolin is the stipla and brachos siman hey and the new print that siman above brings down from the tziv. wants to say a svara that whenever you moisif on a shear, it's all part of the mitzvah. Mashal, if the shear of matzah is a kezayis, but if you eat more than a kezayis in one shot, even though you ate more than, the whole thing would be the mitzvah matzah. Nafkamina will be, but as the chayis say, there's other nafkaminas, that it's toifis, the shem mitzvah, on the entire amount that you eat, even if you eat more than the shear.
But
I talk about that also, even though you're midag be'nafik be, but kol man you're holding it, it's still the mitzvah. This is chesim yishayim is to hold it all day. It's like one of the things from the rice. The Gemara says chesim yishayim is to hold the whole day. What was the inyan? Midag be'nafik be, you ate already. Teretz is, if they put it down, you're right. They picked up again, then already, maybe it's no big mitzvah. We have the minig of Hashanis by Nesach Ashkenaz, we got to put it down and pick it up again. The Sechsvat has that mile. The Sechsvat has that mile. You're holding it straight. You hold it straight from the mitzvah if you made the bracha
right
there.
Right there. They didn't want to put it down. That's
what I'm
saying.
The
Shia does.
Well, then you put it down, it'd be even worse. Even worse. But this way, if you can hold it, Kol Zman you're holding, it's all part of the mitzvah. They want to bring it right. He brings it right for Tosis and Kedushin, Aflam Meches, and Yisharmi's Kash, and his Teretz.
I'm talking about the Shia does. If they have a Shia does, that's kosher. The part of it is not clueless. You're going to have to cut it off.
They took a Rubik Kula, you know. Well, Rubik Kula macht the Matzis, the ganze Zach is kosher. Very much kosher, all things kosher. So, here also, maybe that's the Svar of them. Let's look at this. If the whole thing is part of the Shif, you mean most of the Shif, the whole thing becomes part of the Mitzvah.
What are you starting to?
Yeah.
To what are you starting to?
That's like Zayas, Matzah.
Yeah, let's say the last Zayas is Tevel. The last part of the Kazayas is Tevel. It's Mitzvah Bobahe.
He's saying he's still
young. I'm not even going to say the first Kazayas. It's a Poshit.
But you have the Esther
Chalice
to say.
I'm saying by Shir and Miyadach and Meshchit. The only place Shir and Miyadach and then the Pasad Dol Shchit because the Chai is a Psul. And the Psul goes back. But something that's not a Psul doesn't go back. It's no different than you did
it too. Well, you said, okay, I didn't go through that, but it's
the last part of
you go,
the
look at the King of Saka. The King of Saka is very Mayrach on this Indian. If you, the King, Stipe and Brochel, Simon Hay, and Simon Vok in the new print. He's Mayrach on this Indian. If you're Moisif on a Shif, if it's Nidfas in the Mitzvah, if it's all part of the.
I'm asking, but if it's possible, if it's still, then it's not Moisif on a Shif.
Okay, just saying that over here there'll be a lot of clairs if you have to be makpid on shachris on the whole ritzu or just the shia. It might be telling you this. Okay, just nothing in this week's sedra, Pasha Shlach, one of the mitzvahs is the mitzvah. The Michas Chinuch on this mitzvah tells you look at the chinuch on this mitzvah. And he says the chinuch in this mitzvah is musa haskel kosher maluchi becha v'ashrech v'toyv lachas lashon mechas chinuch kosher maluchi becha lashon the pasuk tied on your heart v'ashrech you'll be lucky v'toyv lachas be good for you. I'm not going to go through the whole chinuch, but just read one line from the chinuch. One line of the chinuch in this mitzvah he says ha'tayv timshach habasa tayvus any desires of gashmis in this world is moishach the basa from the mensch the flesh from the mensch kimshech hayayin ashaysav. It's a zoivi, a shik, an alcoholic with wine. And Mordechai Moshe says, just like everyone sees an alcoholic, a real alcoholic, the people that are mamish drunks, all the whole life is to run after another drink, till they get so drunk they just pass out, and then they wake up, they go bite the drink. The whole life they're always chasing, they're never full, they're never seveya. The same thing, Taivis Angamaz, a person thinks, you know, I'll get that car, I'll be happy. You're not. You get that car, you want the next car, you're fine. You get the most expensive car, you still won't be happy. You'll always be chasing it. You're like the alcoholic, you're always chasing it, you're always getting drunk, you're waking up, you want vita, you never survey it till the end. It's a waste of life. The Mesilas Sharim Perigal says that Taibis is machak mensch from the Ebishta. It's machak mensch from the Hamiti. Why is that? You have to understand it. But the Mishnah Shem says that's the Metzias. Going after too much Tanuga and Hamazah is just machik the person of the Ebeshtav. Then the Chinuch says, a shtuk of halacha the Gevot, he has a kasha. He says, how come there's no Malkus on the slab? And he means the Mishnah in Sech the Malkus, the third parak, the first Mishnah says, Eimuhin Aloikin gives the list of all the Malkus in the Torah, and one of them is not the slab of Surachir Levabchem. So in Chayr the Poshe the Torah says, because the slab Shem Bermaisa. But I think the kasha is, what about a person does it like they maisa? A person, he picks up a sefer minas, for example, and he's reading it, that could be a day maisa. or he goes, he walks to a makom which will be shu megari yetzahara, to go see something from megari yetzahara. That maybe is considered a maisa. Why isn't he over the lab, and why is there a makos on that? So the chinuch gives two teretz. The first teretz is the santa teretz is a bit so shver. The first teretz the chinuch says is ki miyaisa adam bonoi, because the person is built. It's not possible. Sometimes he's going to see something that he shouldn't have seen. Also, sometimes it's not possible that his machshava will not think about something he should not think about. Therefore, there's no malchus. So, I'm not sure what the chinuch is saying. I think he means that the edim can never only be made as b'mezid. Maybe it's like the chinuch is saying. Sometimes it's considered, if not an oinus, a shaygig. It's considered a shaygig. And Mimela, there's no Malkus. But I don't really understand it because the Edom, the case of Malkus is with Hasura. So the Edom are telling somebody, don't pick up that book. If you do, you're even like Sasu and you get Malkus. And the only case of Malkus would be with the person the answer is Afal Pekin. Every Aver is that way. The person has to say, you have to give him Hasura, and the person has to answer back, Afal Pekin, doing it. That's the only case where we give Malkus and Mrs. Bezin. It's not somebody we're attacking into that, but that's the case of all. So if the person's Afal Pekin, we know he was amazing. Unless the kasha was maybe he answered Afal Pekin, but his actual seeing or thinking about it was really b'shaygig. Maybe that's what he means. But the second teretz is a bigger chiddush. What the chinuch says with lahalacha. The chinuch says gam ki pa'amim efshe lav alav zeh b'lisha maisa. Because sometimes this lav is without a maisa. But kvar kasafting a ma'ayla shakol lav she'efshe lav alav li maisa af pish osa b'maisa in loikon lo lafi adoyma. The chinuch says a chiddush. It seems to me that any lavish is possible to do without a maisa, even if you do it with a maisa, it has the claw of lavshem b'maisa that ain't like an love. It's a big chiddush that this claw of lavshem b'maisa ain't like an love goes on any lav which is possible to do with a maisa, even if you did it with a maisa.
You get malchus.
I'm not sure about that. But this chinuch happens to be a das yochid, not das yochid, it's the only rishon that says it. Maybe no other rishonim are chinuch on it, but this chiddush is only, how do we know it's the only rishon that says it? I'm not such a bucky, I can't say, and all the sifrei rishonim, I have from the Mishnah Melach. The Mishnah Melach paid down and hilchos ma'avo leiv alach avav, the v'mas v'hine, and the stechemed, also in chenek haklogam, o islamed, o yisiyas yubezi and dalet, they're very mayrach in this chinuch, and they say that this chiddush is only in the chinuch. You won't find it in any other yishayim. Maybe no one is chaylok, but this chiddush is only a chiddush from the chinuch. That a lav, which is possible to do with shaloi de maisa, is beged a lav shem be maisa, which has no malchus, even if you do it a de maisa. They have a bigger riches. So I'm just saying, give you two mamakayvus. The chassidim stechem very mayach about this chiddush. Yeah, you're asking kasha from chametz. He's asking good vegetables. Chametz is also possible. By your by a matzah, it's possible to do shalidi meisin. Shalidi meisin. The Rambam says that you get malchus when you do shalidi meisin. When you do shalidi meisin, right? Which will be not like the chinuch. Maybe that's what they talk about, right?